For the first time ever, internet users have been given access to formerly top secret documentation compiled by Czechoslovakia's Communist Secret Intelligence, which spied on and plotted extensively against opponents of Communist Czechoslovakia in the 1970s and 80s. Targeted were dissidents and notable exiles and opponents whose moves were monitored and phone lines tapped. Perhaps the most infamous was the bombing of Radio Free Europe's headquarters in Munich in 1981. Allowing a new look into that dark chapter in Czechoslovak history, the Intelligence Services website has already attracted the attention of many internet users. Jan Wellinger has the details.
16 years ago, the Velvet Revolution spelt the end for Czechoslovakia's communist regime, including its notorious secret service, whose agents spied on and attempted to hurt Czech exiles abroad. Following 1989, the service was disbanded, its documents and photo documentation taken over by the emerging Office for Foreign Relations and Information, which has now made some of them available to the general public. The service's spokesman, Bohumil Schreier.
We are by law responsible for archives which we have inherited by our communist predecessors. So we feel as an obligation, as a duty to the Czech Republic, to the public in general, to make a selection of documents which cannot have any intelligence value anymore, to put these documents on their disposal, and we selected the internet as a logical and the best medium to do it.
According to Bohumil Schreier, the most interesting and significant material deals with clandestine operations targeting former citizens in exile. Among those were people like Pavel Tigrid, sentenced to death in absentia. Other operations included the bombing of Radio Free Europe in Munich. So what has some of the reaction been so far? Former dissident and political commentator Jan Urban.
It's very, very interesting. I don't know about many similar cases when intelligence of any state goes online with its documents from past activities. I definitely welcome this. It shows how profoundly illegal was communist intelligence and its activities in the past. The Czech judiciary was unable for 17 years to deal with the communist intelligence agents like Mynárik and his plans to bomb a Radio Free Europe building in Munich. And I think that at least historians and interested public now have the opportunity to see for themselves that the communists had no hesitation in not only bugging people they disliked or suspected of anti-communist activities, but they were prepared to go further and to inflict bodily harm.
In the first 18 hours of the project's launch, the Intelligence Services website, which is archive.uzsi.cz, has already received remarkable attention from internet users worldwide. Spokesman Bohumil Schreier again.
I have in front of me some actual numbers from 6 o'clock in the morning, and I can say we registered 25,000 unique IP addresses, and the visitors are coming to our site from 45 countries of the world. It's absolutely vital because we are putting forward the idea that the history isn't a property of historians. History is something we have lived together. So we are putting forward the materials in the raw form. And in so doing, we are able to put forward also the atmosphere of that years past. And so it is an additional value to the website.
Bohumil Schreier, ending that report by Jan Wellinger.